Porn. It's the truth. I love it so much. I love the way it makes me feel. It's so perfect. So exciting and erotic and degenerate. And it's all right there. Whenever I want it. On my phone, on my computer, just a tap or a click away. All I have to do is press a few quick letters and enter them into the search bar. I'm rewarded with dozens upon dozens of recommendations of where to go next. My mind floods with dopamine. My phone knows what I need. She murmurs to me. She soothes me. She slides these websites into my pocket and kisses me on the cheek. She tells me to have as much fun as I want, and I can never, ever, ever have too much. I love it. God, I love porn. There's so many triggers all around me in my day-to-day life. Sex scenes in TV shows, sex scenes in movies, scantily clad men and women in commercials, advertisements, on billboards, jokes and crude memes about porn or sex. Melting into the mainstream feeds on my timelines. Whenever I see it, it sends little sparks of electricity through my body, through my imagination. I start to squirm. I start to sweat. I can't help it. My thighs start rubbing together. I feel myself begin to leak. Leaking into my panties. I can feel my face begin to burn as I think about the people around me and about what kind of filth they get up to in their personal private times. I wonder who likes to be spanked. I wonder who enjoys being gagged or choked. I think about who likes to pull their partner's hair. About who likes to be watched. About what kind of disgusting, perverted fetishes they'd never, ever share. Not even to their significant others. And I wonder who's just like me. An addict. A porn addict. Full of shame and embarrassment, but unable to help themselves. As soon as I get home from study, or from work, or from play, just snuggling into a comfy bed, or chair, or on a couch, in a dimly lit room, allowing the pink flashing light from the screens to reflect in the beads of sweat across their skin. Sweat head budding and dripping as they goon and goon and goon. Gooning away the evening with porn. 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 I love to watch it. I watch it whenever I can. Whenever I'm not imagining the kinks of others. It's all I daydream about. I sneak glimpses of porn on my phone. I read AI chats with fictional men. With fictional women. I type in Rule 34 and search for digital drawings of my favorite video game and anime characters. I bookmark them for later. I scroll through countless not safe for work subreddits, Twitter timelines. Gorgeous girls gargling cum, bubbles bursting from their lips. Sore, used, quivering pussies, defeated, conquered, beautiful part bubble butts. Bounce and bounce and bouncing on hard, juicy cocks. I gaped, used assholes overflowing with cum cream. My feeds, it's all just porn, nothing else, and just porn. It's all I need. My dopamine receptors are fried beyond repair. Just bubbly and melty. Warm, soothing, squishy pink goo. That's all there is behind my eyes. I'm only ever thinking of porn. Cute, slutty girls like me. Slobbering all over a big, greasy cock. Lots of cocks. Getting banged and fucked in the midst of an orgy of flapping and thrusting and squelching and squirting. Gorgeous. MILFs milking load after load after load from sweet, submissive boys. I can feel the heat rush up from my pussy when I watch them shiver and squirt and spray their creamy, potent messes. Wishing I could be collared and leashed on my knees before them, ready to receive their hot splatters all over my face. Domination, submission, degradation, humiliation. Girls being slapped. Girls opening wide to let their masters spit right onto their tongues. Swallowing it all down obediently. Porn. 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 I was made for porn. And it was made for me. Listen to porn on the bus, on the train. I like to fantasize. Fantasize about crazy porn logic scenarios. I imagine what would happen if I began secreting a pheromone that triggered all the men around me. they all start fidgeting, adjusting their collars, how they draw in close to me, how their cocks would harden, so stiff, and eventually able to hold back. And then they'd be on top of me. And they'd fuck me right there in front of everyone. As they moaned and whimpered and sobbed, using me like a toy. Maybe one of their wives or girlfriends would squat down and stroke my hair. They'd cut my chin and look into my eyes. They'd call me a good girl as my tears streaked makeup down my cheeks. I want to be a porn star. I want to be used and fucked so, so badly. I'd never leave the set. I'd just shoot scene after scene until I collapsed. And then I'd let them just keep going. As my tongue lolled and all I could do was whimper and gasp. I even touched myself in public when I think no one's looking. Sometimes even if I think they are. And I rub my pussy through my pants or under my skirt. And I just torture myself until the day finally comes to an end. When I can escape back to my private little place. I can turn off the lights and shut the curtains and turn on my screens. Each and every one of them. My phone. My TV. The second TV, the one I have set up right beside the first. Just for this. My laptop, my tablet propped up on the nearby table. I'll connect my crappy little projector and have that pointed at the wall as well. It's never enough, but it'll do for now. And each of these screens is immediately loaded with porn. Different porn for each. And I moan, and I sigh, and I don't even strip off my clothes. I just collapse into my couch and goon. I watch, and I moan, and I drool all over my breasts. Fucking myself with my fingers, rubbing my clit, teasing my asshole, pinching my nipples, gagging on toys, and stuffing myself full. I watch porn and I just edge. I pump myself. I rub myself. I deny myself orgasm. I just edge, edge, and edge. Riding that wave. Trembling. Sweating. Leaking. Moaning. Have I flooded my mind sufficiently? All I dream about, too. When I'm forced to close my eyes for bed, I see more. More porn. More porn. More porn. I love watching the cocks. I love cocks. All of them. them. They're so perfect. They're a physical representation of a man's need, of a big bull's desire to breed. I love the way they throb and twitch. They always look so good, even when they're soft. Soft, cute cocks, sensitive and ready to be stiffened. I want to rub my face against a perfect, soft cock. I want to feel it harden against my cheek, against my lips. I want to feel it grow hard inside my mouth and against my tongue. There's no such thing as a cock I wouldn't suck. All cocks are beautiful. I'd love to be surrounded by stiff, small cocks, all leaking and twitching for me. Oh, I wouldn't be able to contain myself. I'd be a mess. I'd touch and squeeze them all. I'd use my fingers to rub around those sensitive tips. Fascinated by the strands of pre-cum that get all stuck to me. And I taste the juices of each and every one of them. Sampling them. Savoring them. I give them all kisses and get to work. Slurping and slobbering and sucking. I'd see how many I could fit inside my mouth at one time. How many I could fit inside my pussy and my ass. My fuck holes. I was built to take cocks. It's my purpose. To goon, to porn, and to take cocks. I take big cocks too, even if it hurt me. I'd want to be on my knees, covered in oil, with my hair tied up in a ponytail. A puddle growing on the floor beneath my thighs as I squirmed and moaned, throwing up peace signs and rolling my eyes up into my head as they smeared themselves against my face, marking me with their scent, marking me as their property, their plaything. Big, hard cock after big, hard cock. And I'd be in the sluttiest little string bikini. A dumb, useless slut with nothing to show for herself but her body. Moaning and making out with all those huge, smelly cocks. And then I'd let them gangbang me, rubbing their bodies against mine as they stuffed me airtight, using me, filling me up with cock and cream and cum. And this is the kind of thing I fantasize about when I watch my porn. I'm getting all sweaty and slippery and just disgusting. My heart rate rising and my muscles aching, but the pleasure is too good to stop. He always makes such a mess, but it doesn't matter. I stay up too late, dark circles forming under my eyes, but it doesn't matter. The pleasure is just too fucking good. Just edging and gooning and moaning. Pussy throbbing. Also clenching and weaking. Head empty. Only born now thoughts. Just pleasure. Sparkly pink porn fog. It feels so good. It feels so, so fucking good. Like, I love grunting like a fucking pig, like a porn pig, a dumb, helpless sow. I'd love to be able to lactate too, to maximize the fluids that leak from me as I pleasure myself. To squeeze my breasts and to be treated with a spray and a squirt of warm, sweet milk. One day, make it happen. I love making a mess. I love the messes that cocks get to make. Thick. Smelly, calm, warm, hot, white ropes of seed. An expression of a man's desire. I want it all over my face. I want it all over my body. My tits and my ass and my thighs and my tummy. I want it in my hair. I want it pumped into my mouth. I want to drink it. I don't want to be served nothing but cum cocktails for a whole week. Month. Just lines of men all draining their balls into cocktail glasses for me. Serving it to me. Calling me a good girl as I drink it all down. That thick, warm love cream. I want to bathe in it. I want to immerse my entire body in cum, and I don't care who knows it. Bye. That's just the gooning talking. Whenever I come, whenever my body is racked with orgasm, I feel it again. I feel the shame, the waves of humiliation. So that's why I don't come. Only edging. Only pleasure. No bad thoughts. No thoughts. Only porn. Porn, porn, porn. Yes, I love it. I love it so much. I'm an addict and I don't even care. I'm a porn addicted gooner girl. And it feels so fucking good. I wish I could goon with other girls. Listen to their perfect feminine sighs and grunts and whimpers as they squirm beside me. Our slick, warm, soft bodies just grinding up against each other as we masturbate to porn. Oh, I'd eat them out if they wanted me to. I'd do their masturbation for them. I'd fill them up with toys and drink their saliva. I'd do anything they wanted, really. As long as we could watch porn together. I want to fill the room. I want it full to the brim with squirming, writhing, naked girls all gooning and pleasuring each other, just lost in degeneracy. I'm gonna live my life like this forever. Being mind fucked by porn, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. There's no escape, no way out, just gooning and edging to pleasure. Being a good girl for porn mommy. I'm living my life as a gooner girl porn streamer. A permanent streamer with the cameras always on. I fill my apartment with these cameras. In my living room, in my bedroom, in my bathroom. I'd set up a live stream. Anyone could watch. My viewers can choose my porn for me. They can vote on it. They can bid for their favorite movies and make me masturbate to it. And they'd all be jerking off to me. Jerking off to the gooner girl in her apartment. Melting her brain with flashing images and colorful lights and disgusting porn. They could buy me toys. Have them all sent directly to my door. They could buy me butt plugs. Dildos, nipple clamps, nose hooks, gags. I'd use it all. They could buy me lingerie, or temporary tattoos, or slutty little outfits that say daddy's girl, or game over, or anything like that. Anything they like. They'll do my makeup however they vote me to. Oh, I'll let it run and streak down my face as I sob with pleasure and moan like a good, dumb, empty-headed little bimbo porn slut. Oh, thinking about nothing. Nothing but porn. The porn. More porn. And the people watching me. Edging me every time the view count passes a new threshold. The numbers would steadily rise and rise, rising into the hundreds, into the thousands, into the hundreds of thousands. Maybe they'd write articles about me. Anyone could be watching. People I know, my friends, former acquaintances, anyone. They could all be jerking off to me as I debase myself. Fuck. Let them buy me food. I never have to leave the apartment. My own personal porn cave. My porn sanctuary. I'd survive off whatever they sent me. I'll get gross and sweaty and disgusting for my viewers as long as I have porn. I'll enter the door naked, lewd scruff scrawled all over my body in Sharpie, ass stuffed with multiple lubed up dildos, stretched and twitching. My thighs trembling as I leaked across the floor, clenching and whimpering with every step. The pizza guy would get to know my location. He'd be the porn girl's place. I'd even fuck them if they wanted to. If my viewers voted for it. It doesn't matter what they look like either, as long as they have a cock or a pussy or anything really. I'd let my viewers pay my rent. I'd spend the excess on more screens, more toys, more lube and oil, surround sound systems, VR headsets, weirder and weirder sex toys, realistic gogs, monster gogs, dragon dildos, anal beads, vibrating eggs, chastity belts even, timed ones that I'm unable to unlock. Fuck. Sweet, sweet torture. And then every second of every day, accompanying the moans of the porn, the beat of the pounding music, you'd be able to hear my whimpers, the wet, squelchy plaps and slaps, blap, 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 blap. Squelches and slaps and moans and whimpers and grunts and gasps as I goon and goon and goon, bumping my pussy, bumping to porn, pump, 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 and this gooning, flooding my suggestible, submissive little mind with porn. Porn, porn, porn. That's all I want. I'll be the world's interactive little e-girl toy. They're slutty, shameless little fuck puppets. They're perpetual porn playthings. Slick with sweat and drool and oil and cream and cum and lube. Just let me live my life. Let me live it the way I want. As a porn addicted gooner girl. That's what I am. Oh. I'm a porn addicted gooner girl. Now, if you'll excuse me. I'm kind of busy right now. But you know where to find me.